More reviews.
More reviews. I like that.
More reviews. I paid it myself.
Next podcast. So what we talk about on more reviews?
We talk about movies and TV shows and music and podcasts.
Mm. And podcasts.
And podcasts. So today is a TV show. What TV show have we been watching?
Welcome to More Time, a podcast about what we believe marriage is. Join us on all the wonderful ups and downs to discover what marriage truly is, a gift. Doug. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I haven't watched Doug in so long.
I know.
Because we're not logged in on your Amazon. It's mine. So I can't get it pulled up.
I gotta go fix that.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, Doug. But we've been watching the food. I'll wait on this.
Okay.
The food that built America.
Yes. So we're not saying we watched every episode. So
no.
If there's something going on in there, we don't know about it.
Yeah.
Because we just started.
We're new to this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to stay true to this. So.
Are we?
And watch it all, yeah. But, so we are new to it, but we've watched a couple of episodes that really intrigued us.
Mm-hmm.
So, one.
It's on the History Channel, right?
Yes.
History Channel. Yes. It's not like a sitcom or something like that. It's like a documentary style TV show, which actually, whenever we do watch something new, that's usually what it is.
It's so funny.
Yeah, unless it's like something Star Wars related.
Mm, that's history, though. I'm just kidding. It's history in a galaxy far, far away. Mm-hmm. We watched one on treat cakes.
Treat cakes.
That's what I'm going to say.
Snack cakes,
yes.
I was like, how old are you? Treat cakes.
and it was about Little Debbie.
Little Debbie. And I'm going to look up the other place so that we can say it right, because I know we're not going to remember it.
No. We asked two of our friends that are from New York, and they knew exactly how to say it because they...
It's not that I don't know how to say it. I just don't remember what it's called.
So. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's not. I mean, once you look at it, you're like, oh, it said this, but I just can't remember. I know the box. It's this blue lettering with a white box. Mm-hmm. So I know that. But yeah. And it was just really interesting. And we actually were in Chattanooga when we watched the episode. And Chanel actually found a Little Debbie Park.
Well, it's even more, I mean, it's more fun than that, though, because I found the Little Debbie Park while I was waiting on you to get us checked in at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, this will be cool. And then
she found it on TV.
And then, yeah, like then it just happened to cut the TV or turn the TV and they were doing this Food That Built America, which I've seen like in passing, but I've never watched it.
Mm.
And, Intimans.
That's it.
Yeah.
But the show kind of, and I'm not saying they weren't pitted against each other in reality, but the show really pits them against each other.
But it does it well, though.
Yeah.
I would say.
So, but yeah, it's a really interesting show, really fun show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not all just facts and numbers and stuff like that, but it's like, oh, this is literally how they built their company and how they mm-hmm. came out with this and stuff. And mm-hmm. I would have never thought that the oatmeal cream pie was Little Debbie's first treat, snack, whatever you're going to say.
I think it was their first, snack cake.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they were already kind of a thing, but the guy, the husband... gosh, what was his name? And I can't even believe I'm blanking on his name because it's somebody else's name that I know. So,
well, who's that person? I'm just kidding.
You know, it's not even that I know them. It's just like a funny, like, I don't know. But he was, you know, trying to convince his wife that they should make them snack cake size instead of using all the ingredients and material they were using to make full size cakes.
Yeah, yeah.
So to your point, I think it was the first snack cake size thing that they had.
Yeah.
No cream pie.
Because at that time, they weren't Little Debbie. They were Eddie's. Is that right?
I don't know what they were. It was family ran or family owned.
Yeah.
I'll say that. And so.
I think it was like Eddie's, E-D-D-Y, Eddie's or E-D-Y's.
Possibly. I mean, that doesn't sound very. This is coming up,
McKee
Food
that's
Corporation.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Odie was his name. Because I was Odie, like Odie from Garfield.
Yeah,
see, I do know someone, Odie. If you don't know Odie, you get to know him.
get to know him.
But yeah, so, and I agree with you. They did kind of make it like they were pitted against each other, which business-wise, they probably really were.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like, you know, it's not like they were next door neighbors either.
No.
Like they were in Tennessee
in
and then the other one is, you know, up north somewhere or whatever. But for all of them so far, they make it seem like they're like rivals the whole time or a lot of the time, which I could see how they would be.
The Kellogg's and Post, they were actually in the same town.
Yeah. Now that one makes sense.
Yeah.
But the other ones are like, you know, I think they play up the drama a lot.
Yeah.
And so, but it makes it interesting. I don't know how much of it is actually true, but it is pretty interesting. I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying the history and enjoying looking at the food.
Okay. So I know all of our listeners want to know, what was your favorite Little Debbie?
My favorite Little Debbie.
Or current.
I'm probably going to say, do you know what I want to say?
Swiss cake roll.
No.
Oh.
It's up there. But like if I'll judge it based on this. If I were going to go to the convenience store, aka gas station, and get something, what was I going to buy? I was going to buy oatmeal cream pie.
Oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah. I can't really think of a time that I actually bought a Swiss cake roll. Like we got it in a pack. We weren't like getting individual things.
Well, that's the thing, like that. I don't think they sell like all of them singly, do they?
I don't know. I haven't been to a convenience store looking at
them. I'm trying to think like in a vending machine or at like a convenience store when we were kids. I remember the oatmeal cream pie. I remember the fudge roll. Is that what it's called?
Fudge round. Least favorite. Well, no, anything with pecans or chocolate.
They did have the
brownie thingy.
Huh? Yeah, the brownie. But they also had the pecan swirl.
Oof!
They had those
yowzers.
It was two,
and like the a little cinnamon roll type thingy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And then the donut dunk stick. You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting those.
Were good.
Yeah, I remember getting those out of the vending machine.
I probably have never bought one a day in my life.
I
don't even hardly see them anywhere. Like, yeah. Even when we,
I don't even know if they still make
go
them.
Go to Walmart. Like I don't ever. Actually, I think they have them there.
And of course, they had Nutty Buddies.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah. Zebra cakes. Yum yum yum.
Zebra
yummy.
Cakes. Yep.
Now we'll buy a zebra cake. Then a Valentine's cake.
That's what I was just gonna say. Valentine's
man.
One.
And why was I upset this past December? We're upset, quote unquote,
because you didn't get a Christmas tree.
I didn't get a Christmas tree. Oh man.
Oh man.
I didn't get a Christmas tree. So
that's the thing. Like they because every year you're like, Christmas tree, and I'm like, them Christmas wreath. Like
I don't think I ever had a Christmas wreath.
You had because I think mom bought me some like when we first got married. Cause I feel like,
no bells are ringing,
but they're not cakes. They're like a cookie. They're like a cookie and it's got icing, a white icing on it. And it's got the green, like leaves and like, little bitty red, candy dots on them.
Mm.
But they're like hard candy.
No thanks. Give me cake.
Yeah. But That one's like literally just nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like it would be big time.
It would be. Your favorite. What was your favorite?
I don't know.
All of them.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I guess I would say the fudge round. When I was a kid.
I might would like them now that I'm older, but I doubt it. Because in my mind, I don't like it. So
it's so funny because, I mean, you know, I don't really like icing, but because people are like, even with the oatmeal cream pies, like, oh, get the big one, get the big one. It's like, no, I like the small one.
Mm-mm.
Like even with but I mean, when I was a kid, it was like, and maybe this is me just kind of getting my sweet tooth, like, you know, toned down, but like mom would buy the big pack of the big ones, oatmeal cream pie and the fudge rounds. And but now it's just like, I mean, we don't really eat Little Debbie's anyway, but we got one. I got one. Oh, Sonia bought some. And it was the little ones, and I was like, oh, I really like the little ones because it's just not too much. So
I was never a fudge round.
I mean, I don't really like them. I don't like them the most anymore. I'm trying to remember, like, back then when I was a kid, like what she bought me the most. I would definitely go with the Nutty Buddies.
Those are good. Those were my Nutty dad's Buddies. Favorites.
And then, like, it was very rarely, but it was a really nice treat when she would buy the Swiss rolls.
Mm-hmm. That's still a solid. That's
just.
Could that be my favorite now? I don't know. They're so good. It could.
Star Crunch.
I was going to bring that up when you got done. Like, I was going to go into my story about those Star Crunch. Star Crunch is my mom bought the other week. But it was something. Oh, yeah. Like, man, it probably was really disappointing, too, because I'm sure there was a time where I thought I was getting an oatmeal cream pie and just grabbed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fudge round. So, I mean, that probably was like, because, I mean, it's at a convenience store. And you just grab, because they're all in the same area. And you just grab one right quick and run out. So that's probably something that happened.
But I'm like, the packaging's clear.
The packaging is clear on oatmeal cream pie.
That's what I'm saying. So you can see it.
But like you're just looking for a round brown object and go in really quick and come out. Like you never mistakenly grabbed the wrong thing before.
Yeah. I mean, I've been fat most of my life. So okay. I'm very, very picky and very decisive on what I eat.
Yeah. That's the definition of that, right? Being picky and decisive in what you eat. But yeah, so Star Crunch, oh my gosh. My mom bought a pack the other week and Brandon was eating one. And I was like,
is that a Star Crunch?
Is that a Star Crunch? Where did you get that from?
And
he was like, there's no more. And I was like, there's some more somewhere. Like, because I know he didn't go to the store and buy some Star Crunches.
Nope.
And then he finally like was like, right here on the counter. So I found out my mom bought them. And I got one, and it was so good,
like,
so fresh. Oh, my gosh.
It was, like, that had to have been, like, the freshest Star Crunch I've had in my life. Like,
I wish that I could say that.
Fresh.
But, you know, it was up there with the freshest ones I've ever had. But my mom did say, she's like, now that, like, 2 days later, she's like, now that Star Crunch, those are, like, the freshest.
Mm-hmm.
They
were still crunchy in the right way, but they were just so soft.
They were. That caramel was literally just like oozing.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't melted like weirdly or, you know, like sometimes you leave them to when they melt and,
And then
my gosh.
All the caramel leaks out and sticks to the plastic.
Yeah.
I know
this
exactly
was not the case.
Yeah.
It was.
This is a weird podcast.
I was thinking the same thing, but I was like, we're just so enjoying it, so it is what it is. Get in where you fit in. But yeah, I was like, I guess we should get back to the show. The show is really cool though, because you get to see how innovative people had to be. And so it's not like just food, like that's
food is like the kind
it's
of
it's secondary, yeah, honestly.
Even more less
it's,
than that
it's
almost.
Really more about marketing. This is more about marketing and
the cunning business people. Like,
risk taking and trusting or not trusting people, investing, branding. Like that's really what it's about. And it just happens, not just happens, but those brands are still here today because of how they did it.
Right.
Then, like most of the ones we watch, people are literally on their last dollar.
Yeah. And some of them have had like multiple failed businesses before, but then they find that one thing and they just take off.
Mm-hmm. And they really, or they steal somebody's one thing.
That too.
And it takes off. But actually, in so doing, that is what motivates the person with the original idea
to actually
go and start branding it, mm-hmm. like with Kellogg's and that whole
yep.
thing with Post and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah. So what's our thing? What are we going to leap on? It's a big question.
It is.
Anything else about the show? It's just a good show.
I really thought you were going to talk about Starbucks.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to say that for another episode.
well.
On the food that built.
The food. We can talk about that next time.
Yes. Ooh, I can't wait for y'all to have to hear about Brandon and Starbucks. I'm so excited. Y'all know he's a coffee snob, so.
I'm not a coffee snob.
So you can only imagine.
I'm a coffee this is aficionado.
Snob.
Coffee aficionado.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Well, we'll hear about it then.
I guess we'll have to.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or you enjoy our podcast, please make sure to rate us on your preferred podcast platform. And to stay up to date on More Time, please follow us on Instagram at More Time Official. That's where you can stay up to date, get all the latest news, take the polls, and where we can get information from you to learn more about you and what episodes that you want to hear. All right. Again, thank you for listening to the episode, and we'll see you next time.